Hello, everyone, and thank you for listening to the Taria Kalani podcast. Today's episode is going to be Girl Talk 101, and it's very interesting to me and very special because I have two of my very best friends here, Zaya Marie and Shannon, and we're going to talk about everything from what are real friends, girl code, evolution of friendship, and boundaries. So if that's something that interests you, keep on listening. I'm super excited about this one. This is super special to me. I know I said about every episode, but that's because every episode is special to me. But this is the top of the top because I have my two best friends here with me today, and they bring such light to my lives, and they make me goofy, they make me less serious, and I hope you guys see that in my in this episode, I should say, because I'm gonna be hitting on some kind of serious topics, kind of not, kind of yeah. But so I'm gonna let them introduce themselves first.
Hey guys, this is Shannon. This is one of Taria's best friends and her sisters.
Hey guys, this is Zaya Marie. I'm the other sister and the other best friend.
Yes. Okay, so first on the docket is what are real friends? So first, before we even get into that, let's get into it with our friendship, because we have a story, we have a past, we have a journey, I should say, to our friendship. So what's real friends to us, and how do we coexist, and how do we kind of work out our kinks and stuff like that?
I think one way that we work out kinks is by communication and being open to apologizing. Like, I know for me personally, I have to work on being more confrontational and like understanding that other people have feelings and it's not just one-sided. So I think we do well with like apologizing and like, you know, keeping it very light and trying to just understand one another and understand who each other is as individuals, and then coming together as a friendship or a group of friends.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's true. I think like we all have our different strengths about each other. Like Shannon's super goofy, so she's able to like turn a serious moment into like a goofy one and make people laugh and smile. I'm more of like the inquisitive one, so like I'll kind of like make people think deeper. Thank you. I'll make people, you know, make them think deeper about things or help them see like the full picture, I guess I should say, because sometimes we can see things from one point of view, but like I'm more of a person, I like to see things in, you know, its wholeness. So I'm kind of good about that, I think. And then Zaya, she's just good about bringing like a spiritual thing to it, or just kind of bringing it into full circle kind of way, and be like, well, this happened before, so do you think this is the result of it? Or, you know, what am I trying to say? It's, I don't know, Zion just has a good way of just bringing things together and a good introspective, I guess I should say, about things. What do you think, Shan?
Well, I think that for our friendship, like Taria said, we all have different characteristics that we bring out to make our friendship more united and like as one, I guess. So like all of our characteristics that we have that's different, it helps each other, like it helps, like each of us bring out something out of someone else, you know. Mm-hmm. With that, like Taria said, I'm the goofy one. I am. That's for sure. So I bring out the energy and like the fun and try to lighten up situations that might
laugh.
Be dark. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right. So, and Taria, she balances me out, because since I am that type of person, I do need to calm down sometimes. Not everything is funny.
She takes everything as funny.
Yeah, not everything is funny. I do have to be serious sometimes. So She does that for me. And as well as Zion, like Taria said, she brings out the spiritual side of me and makes me look at things in a perspective that I don't think I would ever look at. So like they do balance me out, I would say. And I feel like for a friendship, like for a good friendship, especially from our trio, it's good to have that balance. And yeah, so that's why I love them.
Oh, we love you too, Shan. Okay, so real friends. I don't know. I have experience with friends. I didn't have a lot of friends growing up, and we can get into this in a later podcast. I don't always say that. Let's get into it in a later podcast. Okay, let's get into it now.
So, yeah, I didn't have a lot of friends growing up either.
Yeah, I really didn't, because I've always been the wiser one for my age, and I think that's why we kind of click too, because I see that we're always the wiser ones. Even though, like, we just said Shanna's goofy, she is very intelligent. I mean, being goofy doesn't mean you're not intelligent. I'm just saying, like, people might think, oh, she just takes everything as a joke. No, she really does have a side of her that's very, like, thank you, that is very intelligent and is very wise for her age, and same with me and same with Zion. So I feel like when I was growing up, a lot of kids might didn't get it, and I didn't get them, so it was a disconnect. And plus, when I was younger, I moved a lot, So it's hard to kind of make great foundations with people if, you know you're going to move in the next year, or you know you're going to move, you know, here or there, you know? Mm-hmm. So it was very hard for me to make those connections with friends and stuff like that. And people would bully me and all types of stuff. And I don't know for what. My uncle always tells me, you know, people will see the light in you. So they'll try to bring you down or whatever. Mm-hmm. So I guess for me, that's always what it was. Is I've always been a positive person. I've always been a leader. I've always been someone that someone saw a trait in me that they didn't have in themselves. So they thought, you know, instead of trying to get with her and link up with her and be like, okay, let me be her friend so that, you know, we can kind of work on that trait for me too. Mm-hmm. They would see it as a threat. So that's what I thought. So I, having that in mind, that's why I never really had a lot of friends. So then I had Shannon. I'm like, oh, she's a real cool friend. You know, she's really genuine and, like, you know, down-to-earth person. And I met Zion. I'm like, yeah, she's cool. She's real, too. And I saw traits in them that I was like, you know, that's what I would like. So what do you guys think? What makes a real friend?
I definitely agree, because growing up, I had no friends. I know y'all can't see me on the podcast, but let me just give y'all a description. I'm super tall, very thin, and growing up, I had, you know, a big forehead. So a lot of times people would off bat bully me, or they would bully their way into a friendship with me. And because I was so, like, you know, lonely during those times, insecure, whatever you call it, I would be like, okay, these people, like, even though they're making fun of me, like, they still want to be my friend, you know? And I had to get to a point where it's just like, real friends will joke on you, but you have to know when it's just like, you know, okay, you're taking it a little too far, you know, you shouldn't be saying all that. So when it comes to real friends, I think, especially with us, we joke a lot, but when it comes to, like, okay, I know she's not, you know, she doesn't care for her figure, or she doesn't care for how her hair looks today, I'm not gonna, you know, anger, your hair ugly, you know? Right. So you just have to know, like, when it comes to being real friends, like, how do your friends treat you? You mm-hmm. know, when it comes to a time of, like, you're really down, you're really sad, how do they bring you up? How do they treat you? How do they care for you? How do they look after you? You know? So it's more than just, like, oh, she my homie, I can tell her everything, she not gonna tell nobody else. Like, okay, but what does she do when you bring her that information, you know? So it's just, like, you have to really think into your friendships and what do your friends bring to the table, and also what you bring to the table, because, you know, they may be looking for what you bring also.
No, I definitely think that's a good point to bring up, because I think I talked about in Why Do People Lie about you need to look at the different spaces in your life, or people, different people that are in your life. That, you know, what do they bring to the table? What are they doing that's beneficial to you? And if you cannot find one thing about friends in your life that aren't beneficial to you, or if you look at your friends like, okay, she's always negative, or she's always bringing me down, she's always got a comment to say, then those aren't your friends. Those aren't real friends. At least those can be friends, but they're not real. So would you rather have real friends around you, or rather have fake? That's how I feel about it. What do you think, Shan?
Yeah, I agree. I agree with what both of you guys said. I think that, like, to have a real friend is to have someone in your life that brings out, like, the actual you or the real you. Mm. I definitely do remember when I was a kid, like, I didn't know, I couldn't really, like, figure out myself. Like, I didn't know what my personality was, like, my traits, like, how I am as a person, you know, like, mm-hmm. and I feel like having, like, those type of people in your life to help you bring out your true personality and not be like everyone else, I guess, because when I first met Taria, I met her in choir freshman year in high school, and I don't know, it was just something about her that made me feel comfortable to be myself. Yeah. I guess so.
Shani,
whatever. So I'm playing.
Nah, the people gonna know now.
Yeah, my true Kevin. But so by having her, like, because she's been by my side for, you know, six plus years, going on 7 years now. Mm-hmm. Dang.
I know. We getting old, bro. We getting old.
So, like, she knows me, and she knows how I am, and I know her, and I can read her and how she is as a person, and I hope she can do the same for me, like, how I am. Because, like, before her, I didn't really know how to be. Like, I didn't know how to be my own self, I guess. Mm-hmm. I was trying to be like everyone else. But she just brought out, I guess, my true self, like, my true colors, like, I'm gonna sing again. Uh-huh. So, and the same thing with Zion. Like, I just met Zion, I just became friends with Zion.
Knew of each other,
yeah,
but
we knew of each other, but we didn't really.
Growing up, relationship with each other.
Just last year. And she's helped me grow a lot, as well, as a person. It's, like, physically, like, mentally, what's the word? Spiritually. Mm-hmm. As well. So, I didn't really know much about how to be that spiritual person. Until she would always say something in our group chat, speak God's
word. Yeah, the Lord is what?
The Lord is with you. Man, just pray on it, man. Right. You're right, though. And it actually helps. Mm-hmm. So, like, I found that side of me as well through her. So mm-hmm. I feel like being a real friend is to help each other, you know, find yourself inside of you. So, mm-hmm. yeah.
And I remember when me and Shannon first met, and I didn't really think we were going to click. Because I felt like she was someone that she wasn't like me. Like, I'm just a very hard exterior person. Mm-hmm. So it's hard to get through me at first because we'd be like, what's wrong with her? She got an attitude or why is she so quiet? I'm very observant. I have mm-hmm. to observe you and I have to, because you guys know, I am a person, I've talked about this before. I like to know what energies are coming around me and I don't like certain energies. And if I don't like your energy, then you're cut. Like, I don't want to be around you. So for me, it's very hard to make friends with that. And that's because of my past with friends. It's because I let too many people in that weren't good for me. So when I first met Shannon, I was like, I don't know, she's kind of real nice and she's kind of sweet. And it wasn't her being nice and sweet that was wrong. It was that she was so nice and sweet that people would take advantage of her and she didn't know how to step up and be herself. Mm-hmm. And be like, no, I actually don't like that you do that. And I was like, oh, I can't rock with them like that. They can't stand up for themselves. But then I saw some of her, I was like, you know what? Instead of being like, well, me and you will never rock, I was like, how about I just, you know, be friends with you and let's see if, you know, by you being friends with me, that I could help you grow something in you, like I just said, but by me being friends with her, maybe you can help me be a little more softer. And I feel like because I am friends with her, I am way more softer than I was freshman year coming in there. Because I remember I was in choir, I'm like, and I don't like none of y'all. Off the bat, I didn't know nobody, y'all. I didn't know anybody. And I was like, I just don't like y'all, you know? But Shannon, she's such a person, like she doesn't judge people off the rip. She wants to get to know you first. Mm-hmm. And she's taught me that through being her friend. So I remember, you know, we had fruit friendship, and I think, can you attest to this, that through our friendship, you became more confident in who you were and not letting people run over you? Because I remember it was a conversation, and someone had said something to Shannon, and I was like, girl, are you going to let them talk to you like that? And she was like, what? And I was like, are you going to let them talk to you like that? And she was like, I mean, and I was like, no. And I remember this very vividly. I was like, never let anyone step over you like that. I was like, because you are your own person. You have your own voice. Mm-hmm. Do you remember that conversation?
Yeah.
Not really. But... I can't believe you don't really remember. But I can't remember exactly who said something to you or what it was, but I just remember someone had said something to you and you and you had let it pass, and I was like, are you gonna let them say that to you? And then I think from then on, like, I just became someone that was very much like, I'm very protective over Shannon because Shannon is so nice. So I think from then on, that's what became like our more like our roles with each other, and stuff like that. Well, Shannon's protective of me too. We all are protective of each other, but it's just that. But yeah, so you don't remember that?
No.
Oh my
god. I'm trying to.
No. I can't even tell you like who said or what, and I wouldn't put anyone in.
But
like that,
I do remember. I mean, like, I remember being in those type of situations. Mm-hmm. She has told me before, and like I feel like that's where I've kind of grew my thicker skin is by her telling me, you know, don't let people walk over you. What you doing? You right though. So yeah, like by her, just her like giving me like, I mean, encouraging me to, you know, stand my ground when mm-hmm. it comes to certain situations. Like, I would never have been able to do that when I was even in high school. Like, I would have never been able to, you know, say my piece.
That was high school.
Oh, I thought you were talking about when we were here in
high school. It was high school when we first met. It was like freshman year, and we were first getting to know each other. That's probably you're like, huh?
Yeah, because I was thinking,
let me be clear. It was high school. It was freshman year. We were first getting to know each other, and someone had said something to you. I can't remember what it was, but I just remember I was like, oh no, honey. And I was like, you gonna let them say that to
you?
Oh
yeah. Oh, I do remember now. Yes. I'm not gonna name names or nothing, but I remember that. I do remember that. Yeah, that was one of like the first times I've ever done that. Yeah. Like ever. Because I definitely was not like that in middle school.
Yeah. And it was kind of cool to see Shannon's evolution of how she got to be more, like, I wouldn't say tough, but how she got to, like, a tougher skin. Yeah, I'll say that. She had more of a tougher skin and how she got to be more of, like, no, actually, you're not going to say that to me. Or, no, actually, that's not okay with me. Mm-hmm. And I think that's very important is telling people, no, that's not okay. Mm-hmm. You know? But, yeah, that was kind of cool to see your evolution. Yeah. And it was, I don't know, we really didn't have to. We kind of kicked it off, like, good. But Zion is a sweetheart, too. So I'm going to tell her, but Zion has a heart that people will go over and go over and go over and go over and go over it until her heart is, like, nothing's barely there, until she's, like, kind of weak or whatever. So I have to, I'm trying to get her to be like, you know what, set boundaries for mm-hmm. people in your life. Because I think for women in general, I always say this, and I think I said this in my last one, we are not okay with being assertive. We're not okay with it. And thank you. We're not okay with being assertive, or we're not okay with saying, no, that's not cool with me. So for her, I'm trying to get her to understand, like, it's okay to be like, you know what, I need a little bit of a break from you right now. Or it's okay to be like, I need to detach myself from you before, you know, because I can see where this is going and I can see that I'm more invested. That's mm-hmm. what it is. She always invests herself more than someone else. And I don't think that's fair, because it's not reciprocated energy.
Right.
When you invest more into people than they invest into you. And I always say, if I got to do that, I'm stepping out. Because, you know, your life is your life. And if I'm putting more energy into it than you are, I learned from my mom, actually. She was like, you got to put more energy into something, you know, someone else, and I'm not doing it. She'd say that to me all the time about schoolwork, everything. She's like, I'm not putting as much energy into it. And I kind of learned that from her. So that's the kind of thing I try to instill into Zion. But I think both of them instill into me how to be more lenient and how to not, you know, cut people off so quick. Because I think when you do stuff for so long, for so many years, it just becomes you. Mm-hmm. It's not something that you had to take on. It just, it's you. Mm-hmm. So for me, I rather, you know, cut someone off before they hurt me, mm-hmm. or I rather cut someone off before, you know, I end up going back to ways I don't want to be. Because I used to be very aggressive, very. And, you know, now I'm kind of peaceful, kind of working on inner peace. So, they kind of helped me bring that, like, okay, girl, like, kind of look at it, like I said, from a whole retrospective.
Right.
And kind of, you know, see, like, okay, maybe he didn't mean to say that to you like that. Or maybe she wasn't really being like that. You know, maybe she just had an off day. And that helps me kind of walk through life now of being able to look more into people and see that not everyone else is out to get me, mm-hmm. you know, because people have their own stories or own journeys and stuff like that. And, yeah. So they just bring out the best. Well, we bring out the best in each other. We're all balancing each other.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what's great about all of us. Okay, so girl code. What is it? What are the basic fundamentals of girl code to you? What's the rules of girl code to you? Everything. What is girl code? For me, I feel like girl code is really just about basic respect. What you wouldn't like for me to do to you, do not do it onto me. But I think for everyone, it's different girl code. I think girl code is also how you were raised, too. I think that has a big part to do in it. Because I grew up around a lot of girls that would do stuff to other girls, because they saw their mama do stuff to them, mm-hmm. to other women, and they saw their grandma do stuff to other women, and that's how they think they're supposed to act as a woman. And so I'd be like, okay, well, I see how you were raised, so that's how you're going to be. But for me, it's like, let's think of an example. Let's talk about girls. So, cattiness. I'm not a big fan of cattiness because I'm more of a reactive person. So if you're going to talk, you better be able to back it up. My mama always said it to me. She was like, yeah, you do so much talking, someone might swing on you. You better be ready to back it up.
Mom, you said that too.
Okay. Oh, and so from then on, I said, okay, I'll be ready to back it up, because I stand on what I say. And a lot of girls cannot. And that's the thing. Like, don't say stuff if you cannot back yourself up. If it comes down to it, and I come to you, it'd be simple situations as if I could just come to a girl and be like, girl, did you say this about me? And she'd be like, no, girl, I ain't never said that. So you can't even stand on your own 10. And be for real with me. You can't sit on your own 10 and just be for real. Like, yeah, girl, I did say that, but you know what? That was wrong of me. Huh? That makes no sense to me.
Right.
So it'd just be stuff like that. But I think girl code in a perspective of, like, friendship, that's a whole different realm. Because girl code in the perspective of, you know, I know you, but we're not cool. We're acquaintances, but we're not besties. Mm-hmm. That's a whole different girl code that I'm talking about. Friendship girl code, that's way different. And I think it comes into boundaries, which we'll talk about later. But, yeah, what do you guys think? Because I feel like I've been talking
too long. I feel like another, like, component to girl code is just, like, don't be on that fake shit. Like, honestly, like, there's been so many issues and, like, mm-hmm. situations of, for me personally, where there's just been so much, like, fakeness.
Yeah.
Right.
That I can't even deal, bro. Like, it's just because I don't understand why people just have to be, like, fake to someone that they call, like, their best friend, their mm-hmm. sister. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you are that sister to you, you can always be, like, honest and loyal and real about what everything that you have to say to that person. Okay. But for you to, like, be going behind people's backs, talking about them and then like go to the other person and say, oh yeah, but she said that too, like about you, and just trying to cause like drama and like situations that could be easily avoided because you want to be fake. Like,
but here's the thing, a lot of people don't make that clear in their friendships that we should be real with each other, mm-hmm. or that I can come to you if I feel some type of way. A lot of people don't do that in their friendships. A lot of people will go with, they can have 10-year friendships, they ain't never been real with their girl,
right.
because they never set that foundation to where you can come to me and I can come to you if I feel some type of way, right. or this has been on my mind heavy, mm-hmm. or whatever. And I think for us, that's something that we grew to do. It's like, you know mm-hmm. what, no, if I feel some type of way, I'm gonna come to you, because it gets too messy. Because there's situations like that where I could go and tell Shelly off, you know, Shelly from class. I could be like, yeah, girl, my best friend, you know, she did this, da, da. And Shelly could go back and tell my best friend. And my best friend's like, girl, why you ain't just tell me?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It gets messy like that. So some people don't set the foundations with their friends. But that's not my fault. As right. your friend, that's not my fault that we didn't set that foundation. I mean, take accountability, yeah. I could have been like, girl, you can come to me whenever. But if we're right. really friends, like you said, you should just do it off rip.
Mm-hmm.
Because the one thing I've always said is I'd rather hear it from the source than hear it from anyone else. I'd rather hear it from you first that you feel the type of way or that you've been saying this than anyone else. Because to me, hearing it from someone else hurts more than hearing it from your mouth. Period. But yeah, what do you think, Zion?
But just like Taria and Shannon both said before, when it comes to friendships and, you know, talking to other people about how you feel instead of just talking to the other friend, like, yeah, the foundation is cool. You know, everyone should have that solid foundation. But why do you feel like it's appropriate to go and talk to someone else about your friend when that's your friend?
Exactly.
So I just feel like when you talk about other people, why do you do it? What are you getting out of it?
And especially going back and trying to be buddy-buddy with them
right.
while like you're talking about them.
I feel like there's a difference between going to another source for venting sessions, maybe to get a little advice, how should I go about the situation, and then there's a difference between, girl, let me tell you what she just did, girl, let me tell you what she said, girl.
Mm-hmm.
I just feel like you have to set boundaries, just as we said. So, well, we're going to get into it, but I think that it's just really important to, number one, have communication, have an understanding of who your friend is, and stop running your mouth. Simple.
Period.
And like, I notice a lot of people, they have issues when their friend starts being close with other people. Mm-hmm. And I think that's like, we could talk about that in evolution of friendships too. But for me, that's always been so silly. Like, I always knew, like, Shannon and Zion are not mine to possess. I think that's so weird and so cringy when people are like, well, that's my best friend. That's my best friend. Okay, she could be friends with whoever she wants to be. Mm-hmm. As long as our friendship is solid, as long as I know, girl, what I tell you, you're not telling them. Mm-hmm. Or as long as I know at the end of the day, you being friends with them doesn't make you less of a friend to me.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I don't mind that. I know so many people have an issue with that. Like, why would you go and be friends with them when you just, you know, they don't treat you right. And it's like, but who are you to decide that? I feel like everyone has their own journey to go on. And you could tell your friend till you're blue in the face, girl, that ain't your real friend. But she has to figure that out for herself.
Right.
So instead of feeling like it's personal, because it's not you that's being friends with this person, you know what I'm saying? You could have cut the person off months ago. Like I said, as long as it's not affecting your friendship with whoever, you know, is the direct tie between y'all, I guess. So mm-hmm. if Zion was friends with someone that I cut off or that I don't like, that's our direct tie, right, is Zion. As long as it's not affecting our friendship, then who cares? Right. You know what I'm saying? And hopefully, you know, all you could do is kind of pray and hope that, you know, eventually Zion would see the light about that person.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because she has to one day see it for herself. It's not up to you to see that. And I think it's just super cringy when people get possessive over people, or, you know, be like, well, you're my best friend, so you can't talk to her. Who does that?
Right.
We're old. We're grown. Like, I'm 20 years old. Shannon finna be 20. Zion is 19. Why do that? That is so silly to me. Like, oh, you shouldn't be talking to her. Da, da, da. Huh? That's so elementary.
What?
That is so elementary to me, and I've never, even since elementary, I've never understood that, you know? So, I don't know. That's just what's crazy to me. Okay, guys, so this has been part one of the Girl Talk 101 episode of the Taria Kalani podcast. I will continue the rest of this episode next week. So if you are interested in hearing what else we have to say about this topic, then stay tuned next week. As always, I thank you guys for listening. I pray for abundant blessings your way and anything that you've been manifesting, affirming, that it comes to you and that you are safe and protected throughout this week. Thank you for listening to this week's episode of the Taria Kalani podcast.